Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning to you. Welcome to the programme. Today, Justice Minister Simon Harris on the launch of the new Garda recruitment campaign. He'll join me live in the studio shortly. We're keeping a close eye on the Court of Appeal this morning, where a decision in the Graham Dwyer case is expected. Also, understanding irritable bowel syndrome, gastroenterologist Professor Humphrey O'Connor on how to identify and manage the condition. Also today, rising interest rates, falling mortgage approvals. What does the upheaval in the banking sector mean for you? We'll hear the extraordinary story of a manhunt in India that left 27 million people offline for days. A flavour of Callan's Kicks and our gathering. We'll take a closer look at the stories that have made the headlines this week. You can text us on 51551, email todaycb@rte.ie, or on Twitter we are at Today with Claire. First this morning, though, Gardaí are continuing their questioning of two people who were arrested last night in connection with the Kerry babies case. In April of 1984, the body of an infant boy was found on White Strand Beach in Carrisaveen in County Kerry. Baby John, as he was later named, was found with 28 stab wounds. It's a case that resulted in the Kerry Babies Tribunal, set up to examine the Garda investigation and how a young woman from North Kerry, Joanne Hayes, was wrongly implicated in that murder. In 2018, DNA tests concluded Joanne Hayes could not have given birth to baby John, and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar apologised to her and her family. In a moment, we'll hear from our own Des Cahill, who was a reporter with the Kerryman in 1984 and who covered the Kerry baby story at that time. But first, to bring us the latest, I'm joined now on the line by Anne Lucy, Kerry-based journalist. Anne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
So just to bring us right up to speed here, what can you tell us about the two people who've been arrested?
They continue to be held separately, is my understanding, at Garda stations in Kerry, in Castle Island and in Listowel. And I've heard that they have been visited by their solicitor. I understand it's Killarney solicitor, Padraig O'Connell. And they can be held for a total of 24 hours of questioning now with breaks. It's not clear whether they have been have taken the overnight break or not. So the period will be without breaks, the 24-hour period.
Okay, and we know it's a man in his 60s and a woman in her 50s. And Anne, what reaction, if any, has there been from Joanne Hayes and her family this morning?
I'm reliably informed that a Garda liaison officer, a female Garda, visited Joanne Hayes early afternoon yesterday to keep her informed and to tell her that people were arrested or were about to be arrested. And her solicitor, in fact, Pat Mann, has been on local radio this morning. And he's saying, you know, from the client's perspective, it's bringing the whole matter back up again. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, his client has been absolutely exonerated. And unfortunately, it's very distressing whenever this comes up for Joanne and the whole family, who are very, very private people.
Yeah, and clearly, and everyone can understand that, but I'm sure it's also having an impact on the wider area as well, whenever it comes up, and particularly today.
Yeah, it is, Claire. I mean, I've been speaking to people late last night, as you can imagine, and again early this morning, and you know, most people are saying, whoever it is, these people who are being questioned have not been charged, Claire, you know, and whoever it is, they've paid the price, and it's 40 years ago. I've never detected a great appetite for the reopening of this case in Kerry, because it was a terrible time for women and for families and people who are in their late 50s and 60s. Now, they will tell you how terrible a time it was. I mean, you're looking at the discovery of that unfortunate baby in April 1984. But just remember, Claire, the previous September you had a dreadfully divisive amendment to the Constitution, which gave equal rights to an unborn child as to a mother. That was part of it. And it was horrifically misogynist time. I try to explain it to even my own daughter now, and I can't. I can't actually communicate how terrible that time was, because you did have a sort of looser sexual behaviour, shall we say. I don't know what the term would be, but you had a modern age coming in. And at the same time, you didn't have a single family planning clinic in Kerry. For instance, women had to go to Cork. I know for a fact women who were married would often be questioned by their male doctor had their husband given permission to go on the pill. And this was the climate you were living in. And I think perhaps in rural areas it was more misogynist than others.
All right. That would be a familiar description for many people in Ireland of 1984, which really isn't that long ago.
In the January,
Which wasn't that long ago in real terms. And I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, because I have Des Cahill sitting here with me in the studio. And Des, as I was saying there, you were working as a journalist at the time on The Kerry Man in 1984. Now, we know in 2020, Joanne Hayes and her family secured declarations from the state and the courts, all findings of wrongdoing made against them by the tribunal that followed the discovery of baby John were unfounded and incorrect. But I want to go right back to 1984, Des. How did you hear that the body of a baby had been discovered?
It was discovered by a man who was out running on the Saturday evening. And Donal Hickey, when I say my colleague, he worked for the Examiner in Kerry, and he and I covered the beat together. So I covered South Kerry for the Kerry Man while the head office was in Tralee. And Donal rang me and said, I think a baby has been found in Carrizavine, and I hear they're waiting for the state pathologist, John Parbison, to come. So I knew the local sergeant, and he was waiting at the hospital in Killarney. This is pre-mobile phone and all of that. And I remember I was meant to be playing a match. That was a real sunny Sunday morning, I remember. And I went up, and the sergeant was on his own. The baby was there, and they were waiting for John Harbison to arrive for the inquest. So initially, so we carried the story in the Kerry Man that, you know, the baby may have been murdered. It was clear with the wounds on the baby. I think there were 28 stab wounds on the baby. And the guards had not said the baby was murdered at that stage. So we carried that the baby may have been murdered. And from there emerged, Anne spoke of the impact it had in Ireland, but I was a South Dublin fellow down in Kerry, and I had been there. I was to leave a couple of months later to come to RTE. But I'll never forget in my career, the standard story in my mind is this story, but more because of the social impact it had in Kerry. So the broader element, Anne discussed what it was like at the time and how we viewed it. It kind of reflect a very dark side to our society and a shameful side to our society, how we treated a young woman who was pregnant. And Anne Lovett, a 15-year-old girl, had died giving birth beside a grotto in Granar. That was the era we were in. But the guards, reasonably enough, began searching for a woman or girl who might have been pregnant who didn't have a baby to show for it. So it was what I became aware of through that is what shocked me most and still impacts on me in that. So there were some women who had been pregnant who had gone and had an abortion. There were some women who had gained weight. The guards had to investigate where there might have been. There were some women who had gained weight. A guard a car calling to a rural house or a rural farm, can you imagine the impact on that? A girl who might have had an abortion who didn't tell their parents, all of that fallout.
So these people were questioned. Anyone who the guards might have suspected had had a child.
Or may have had a child, yes.
They were spoken to by the guards.
Well, they had to eliminate. That was, reasonable.
But as you say, you can imagine the impact of
that. It was horrendous. It was shocking. And that's what stands out to me most. I mean, I take Anne's point there about there wasn't a huge appetite in Kerry for this to be reopened. But I think for Joanne Hayes and her family, it's really important that there is closure. I totally accept how it must be really distressing for her again now. Mm-hmm. You see, she was then come across by the guards as someone who may have had a baby. It turned out she did have a baby. And they had buried the baby in their own on their own farm. So a local detective came and told me, "You're not going to believe this. The mother of had twins. Twins, and one is buried." And I said, "Why would one be buried in the farm and one in the sea?" And then there was the blood type issue. Joanne and Jeremiah, the father, were blood type O, I think, and the baby was blood type A. And this is where the term superfecundation came in.
Yes.
Obviously, I never heard of superfecundation. Mm-hmm. And it was based on the woman having sex in a very short space of time with two different men and could possibly then have
twins. This was the theory that the parents used to put Joanne Hayes in the picture for baby John.
Yes. And what made me feel guilty, because I was carrying this, I was like a messenger. You know, I feel I was now.
Well, yes, exactly. You were a reporter, so yeah. you were a messenger.
But I was going, really? I said, that's mm-hmm. bonkers. You know, I felt at the time. And it was just based on that, everyone was so horrified by it. But then the focus on the family when Joanne was arrested and how the tribunal which followed, now I was in RTE, that's the tribunal which followed was so upsetting for anyone who had been following it closely, because the tribunal was set up to investigate the Garda behaviour in it.
Yes.
But each the guards had their own senior counsel, etc. And what occurred in the tribunal was judgment of Joanne's lifestyle and her behaviour mm-hmm. and promiscuity. And she was grilled in the most dreadful, horrible way.
We were reminded on Morning Ireland earlier this morning, you know, how she was questioned for all of those hours on
horrific.
The stand.
And sorry, one other thing, Claire, that's in my mind from it still is that while the tribunal was going on, the people of Abbeydorney had this kind of silent little march
protest,
outside.
Yeah.
It was a support for Joanne, mm-hmm. really. And I remember looking at them thinking, these hate the photographs being taken and hate RT cameras were there, etc. They hate being filmed. They hate, you know what I mean? They were private people, quiet people, but they were showing their support.
Mm-hmm. As I was saying to Anne, it's a relatively short time ago, but it's an Ireland that young people now probably
in my adult lifetime,
you know, wouldn't recognise.
No, because it's and that we don't tell them about often enough, because it's so bleak and black and reflects so poorly on us as a society.
Des, thank you very much. You're Des Cahill there. Coming up next, the Minister for Justice will be here.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.